Ciao a tutti, vi rubo un minuto uno e poi ricomincia la musica. Bella Giordano. Sì, santo, adesso mi sposto. Volevo ringraziarvi per essere qua stasera. Forse non tutti voi sapete la ragione specifica di questa serata, del perché 9/10 DJ si alterneranno per una ventina di minuti circa alla console. Loro tutti sono qua, spero anche molti di voi coscientemente, chi non lo sapeva ve lo sto dicendo adesso. Siamo qua e l'incasso dell'intera serata sarà dedicato al finanziamento di un documentario indipendente che stiamo realizzando, che si intitola Unstoppable, e da quale magliettine, il titolo della serata e quant'altro. Ora vi faremo vedere brevemente due filmati di circa 2 minuti e mezzo l'uno. Uno è il teaser che abbiamo realizzato appunto per lanciare il film e l'idea. Il secondo invece è una chiacchierata che io, che ne sono l'autore. L'idea nasce da un libro che si chiama Louder Than a Bomb e da una storia orale scritta sulla nascita dell'hip hop a Londra. Da quel capitolo di Louder Than a Bomb è nata questa idea. Vedrete il teaser e anche un video che è stato fatto per la campagna di crowdfunding che abbiamo sulla piattaforma di Indiegogo. Se andate, cercate Unstoppable Documentary, lo trovate. Qualsiasi contributo è ben accetto, dal più basso a qualsiasi cifra. Già il fatto di essere qua stasera, vi ringraziamo per questo e per il contributo che ci state dando. Ringraziamo innanzitutto Conchetta per essere appunto tra i sostenitori di questo progetto e per averci dato la possibilità di fare questa serata. Il film appunto, la regista si chiama Lidia Radviso e vede la collaborazione di due case di produzione, una che si basa a Roma, Woka Production, e l'altra a Londra e si chiama Eleven Little Films. Io non voglio dire nient'altro, vedrete cosa andiamo a fare a Londra ad agosto e il perché della campagna che abbiamo su Indiegogo è spiegato nel dettaglio, con anche una grafica che spiega nello specifico tutte le spese e il perché della cifra che chiediamo. Il progetto è totalmente indipendente, vogliamo rimanere indipendenti. La serata che è stata fatta mercoledì a Strike a Roma e questa in Conchetta a Milano sono delle attività parallele che facciamo per supportare la campagna di finanziamento. Mi zittisco perché lascio la parola alle immagini prima e alla musica successivamente. Guardate il documentario e capite il tipo di lavoro che stiamo facendo guardando il teaser. Vi ringrazio, ciao a tutti.
In the 80s, when we found ourselves in the centre of London, we didn't have money, job opportunities.
Stopped from doing what we can do and then make our own noise, make our own music.
The World Service presents...
This is London.
Hip-hop is rapping, scratching, breaking, graffiti.
Pump up the volume.
And we knew it was going to move forward because it was just so powerful.
Chico MC, I'm going to take your care.
After Washington.
My baby's dying. Only 3 months and looking old. It's like the people
ever find me quite all the best in this world.
Monday, 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 Monday.
It's also been a way from the beginning to express how society is affecting you day to day.
And the weed man in Amsterdam says,
I was rapping like this.
What you tell them? Boy, I want you to listen to where I'm stronger.
People used to play in clubs and the old houses, put your big sound system in there.
We ask the neighbours for their opinion. Who do you feel should run education?
We are UK second generation West Indian, so we need to find a new way to express that.
In San Diego they go,
I was rapping like this.
Covent Garden represents the heart, the core, where we would come from all over London to congregate here, to have the graffiti, to have the conversations, the debates.
Hello?
Just bad in effect, with the MC Melo, the MC Moni Love, the deaf DJ Pogo, and the musical wizard Sparky Ski, and like this.
I don't think we realised back then how hip-hop would evolve and how big it would get and how mainstream got their hands in it. Other MCs that are still doing gigs, the scene will never die. That particular era is very important for what's happening now in the music industry because it paved the way.
The mentality of us UK hip-hop kids, unstoppable. We were unstoppable. We were young, stupid, and energized, and hip-hop was the soundtrack to our life.
I say we feel hip-hop, 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 and live right. Make we secure a better future. Begging you don't turn no shooter, yo. Get all your tits and feel hip-hop, 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 and live right. And one shine like the rainbow.
Yeah, up in the bricks, you smell gun smoke. Young black pocket rope, older head smoking coke. Trust me, this is no joke. Don't feel shoulder lean, something like a bad dream. This is why I grew 24/7 down B. Flow piff so sick, not half the whole brick.
Check one, check two. Why is it important to do a documentary on days of UK hip hop?
Because it's live on, we're telling you how it was, how it is, the birth, the foundation, and how things got to be the way they are today.
Now, what's really important about this whole thing is that there is a legacy that was laid down in the UK, you know what I mean?
About time too, man. About time somebody's documented that massive gap.
Unstoppable is an amazing documentary. It's got to be done for the origins of hip-hop, what it's done to pave the way for music.
So, I'm looking forward to telling my part of the story. Yo, Giuseppe, come find me. Peace.
My name is Giuseppe Pipitone.
My name is Lidia Ravviso.
Unstoppable is a documentary focused on the early stages of hip-hop in London. Analyzing what was happening in the 80s in London brought me to write a little other history.
As an hip-hop lover, I joined him to investigate deeper the foundation of that scene, the old school in London.
The first cultural products were coming from the US and were inspiring thousands of young minds and bodies.
Youths coming from the new immigrants community started to redefine the map of the city by carrying their music, their culture and their attitude.
And so here we are, me and Lydia working together with Woka Production and 11 Little Films to reach this goal.
They were unstoppable. We are here to tell their story and we need your support to realize this documentary. Old School Lives.
said people live in the streets. You got to be careful of everyone you meet. There's looting and shooting, people stabbing and grabbing. The innocent bystander, the police are grabbing. Ain't it a pity, 'cause you hate the city. But the way you feel ain't no big deal. You got to survive and that's the real nitty gritty. You go uptown, downtown, you got to turn your life around.
and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Vietnam, the enemy lost